Hey. Hola. I've been off Reddit for a few weeks, just trying to stay sane, but I was surprised that I didn't really come back to a multitude of comfort audios or any much of anything for the size of the communities. I mean, by the time I started paying attention again, the GWA thing was a handful of days old, but anyways, you know, we've been getting any company or whatever has been putting out their Black Lives Matter statement, which is obviously super necessary and needs to be done, which it's infuriating that it needs to be done because fucking obviously. But the lack of audios like this, and I was just really shocked, honestly. So when I realized it, I felt like I needed to make something and then couldn't figure out what to say because nothing seems like enough. And for, you know, as a non-black minority, we're in this weird space where we're also tired. We're fucking exhausted too, but it's not the same. And we have a much closer look than other white allies could into what it is like to live in America or in the world, while being black. But it's still not the same for us. And so we're in this weird space, right? Where we get it. But because we get it, we also feel like we shouldn't have to do anything. I think some people feel that way. And I mean, it's all exhausting, right? We're all tired. We're so tired. But I think that this is the time, this is the climate, maybe, to be doing the work in our own communities, in our own communities of color, right? I think that each of the non-black minority communities still has an element of that white supremacy baked in, right? Like if you are in America or in a colonized space, country, whatever, that it's baked in, it's 400 years festering somewhere, right? And even if it was just your mom telling you not to go outside for too long because you'll get too dark, like that shit's there. It's still in our communities. And I think that it is important for us to be doing this ally work in our own spaces and in our own communities, and to be to be brave enough to make those distinctions in ourselves and in our families and in our circles. And I think that it's this, I mean, personally, it's a weird feeling, right? To know that you have, that sometimes you do benefit from so-called white privilege. And, you know, and it's a weird intersection. It's a weird space to be in. And I think that we need, this is the climate for us to be having those conversations and to identify that in ourselves, that it's not just white people who need to fix their people, right? Not to fix their friends. That we have to do that work in our own communities as well. And you know, I mean, again, preaching to the choir, but I think that we, as non-Black minorities, that there is no choice for us here but to stand up and be as loud as we can and use what little privilege we might have to, you know, maybe to be that bridge to that white person who just needs that extra nudge, or to your family members who don't realize that what they're saying is, you know, not okay. I mean, I had to call out my favorite aunt on Facebook the other day. She's my dead mom's favorite sister. Like, she's one of my, you know, one of, like, my favorite aunt. And I straight up called her out on Facebook the other day because she shared this random meme, you know, and it's just, and I called her on it, and she's like, I didn't even realize that this, the background of this was a Black man in prison. And it's just thoughtless actions that used to be, I mean, they were never okay, but we all have work to do. And it's exhausting. I'm tired. Are you tired? I'm tired. And not just because it's like 1 in the morning, but I'm tired. And but if you have done any amount of, educating yourself on past the whitewashed history we're taught in school, right? Because even as a, you know, whatever your background is, right? They still fucked it up in history class. Like, oh yeah, there were, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna go on a rant about the whitewashing of American history, but we've all sat in a history class and had our own backgrounds, history messed up, right? Taught to us in a way that didn't feel quite right. And if you remember that feeling, like, just think about that, you know, like if you haven't sat down and looked deeper and educated yourself into the way that all of our histories have been rewritten for white comfort, then, you know, it's not just yours, it's not just mine, right? So I think that the point of this is that we're all in this together, right? We're all tied together. Let's just have a big sleepover and then get up and go smash white supremacy, right? But we've got to do it. We've got to do the work. And it starts with your circle, right? Because strangers on the internet have enough people shouting into the void, right? You know, for most of you, I'm just some random stranger on the internet. Some random brown girl telling you to get your shit together, right? But it starts with your family and with your circle and with the people who care about you, right? They already care about you. So they might care about the things that you care about. And if you care about being, you know, the new term, it's anti-racist. If you care about trying to dismantle racism one stupid ass meme at a time, if that's what it takes, then fucking do it. Okay? Because I'm doing it. Everyone's trying. But we've all got to do it. So. How's that for a comfort audio, huh?